Well, I think just a little bit of respect. They've achieved so much this year. They've achieved what we hope to achieve today. I think there's similarities between both squads, you know, how far we've come as a group. Today wasn't to be. There was a lot of disappointments and adversity leading up to and during the first half, and we didn't maybe react quite as well as we could have done. Lessons to learn from me, definitely, as a manager and my players. The players have been brilliant, absolutely first class. They deserve the respect of the whole football club, the fan base, and I think we'll put some foundation, some pride back into this group, into the club. It's going to take a little bit of time to settle in, but I'll be better next year. My players will be better next year.
What can you say to them now, though? You know what it's like to come here and win. How much does it hurt to come here and thinking you're 90 minutes away from promotion and for that not to be the case?
Well, you come full of hope and expectation, and you've got an empty dressing room at the moment. I can only say it's a learning curve for them as players, the younger ones and the ones that haven't done it before, and another learning curve for senior players that want to go into coaching and management. We have to quickly realise what we've achieved, what we've done, and make sure that we make ourselves better in the summer to deal with occasions like this.
You say that you can get better, but Neil, you must be so proud of what you've achieved in such a short period of time at a club that means so much to you.
I think time for self-reflection a bit later today. Now, it's about my players. They're the ones that are hurting. It's about my fan base that came full of expectation. We have to remember what we've done this year, how we've turned home fortunes around. We have to remember the away record this year. And we have to culminate together as quickly as we can that success next year and start a long season again.